Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jamie Creel with Shelter Insurance. Come see how we've built a name that you can trust and why it is a must to get your free quote today with our Switch and Save. Located in Ridgeland and Flora, Mississippi, give us a call, 601-992-6000.
I'm Steve Azar, and I'm on the other side of the microphone, meaning I'm asking the questions this time, and oh, have mercy for the airwaves. I spent 20 years in Music City, wrote and made some hits, traveled the world, and then moved my family back to the birthplace of American music and where the magnolia trees prosper. And now every time I put my feet on Mississippi soil, when I'm off the road, well, I'm at peace. On this show, it's all about hearing the stories straight from the mouths of the friends I've made along the way, their journey to success. Heck, there might be someone on, I don't even know, but you know how us Mississippi types are. We tend to take well to new company. In a Mississippi Minute, all 60 of them. I'm Steve Azar.
It's just like that muddy river, moving slow. Ain't no worries, it's how life goes, baby. In a Mississippi Minute. That's right.
Hey, folks, it's time for yet another In a Mississippi Minute. I am Steve Azar. Thank you for tuning in. Crank it up. Visit Mississippi.org is your fingertips' next destination. Check it out and plan your next cool weekend right here in Mississippi. I had the privilege of playing golf over the Monday after the Masters weekend. Monday, actually, which makes sense. Hootie and the Blowfish charity event that we do every year with today's guest. I've been a fan for many years, watching him from afar do his thing. On Sundays, back in the day, my dad and I would sit on the couch, watch him compete fiercely on the golf course on the PGA Tour. And as life happens, have enjoyed him with my own boys on the couch, different couch, his commentary and opinion of the game, his smooth voice and extremely knowledgeable mind he's given us all over the years. The son of a golf pro in Indiana, he would go on to win the Indiana State Golf Championships. Actually, he was the youngest winner in the history of the Indiana Amateur Championships at 16, and is also the youngest winner in the history of the Indiana State Open at 18. Crazy. He was a three-time All-SEC member, player, a two-time All-American at the University of Georgia, of course, certainly known for their winning golf program over the years. Very, very prolific. To actually stop competing for a minute to work a forklift, which I can't wait to talk to him about. Forklift, golf, forklift, I don't know. Anyway, then he got his PGA card, having a top five Masters finish, a top six U.S. Open finish, won four times on the tour, et cetera, et cetera. He's very gracious, very humble man who still lends his love of the game to folks like us every weekend, and we are most grateful for that. So let's get to it and get to know better the wonderful Billy Kratzer. Billy.
Well, thank you for those kind words, Steve. But I, too, enjoyed the outing the Monday after the Masters up there with Darius and everyone and yeah. Myrtle Beach. That was a great time, and that's what this great game of golf does for us, is that it introduces us to a lot of people that we wouldn't otherwise know, and here we are. We're talking.
You know, Billy, it is interesting. You guys always have those Wednesday pro-ams, right? You know, in your life, every Wednesday, right? Or maybe sometimes Tuesday,
correct,
but mostly Wednesday. All the people you've gotten to know in your life that became friends from just those rounds, and probably waking up and going like, I got to go play this round with a bunch of amateurs, they're going to drive me crazy. What was your attitude there? And how many folks have ended up being a big part of your life just because of that?
Well, and I think the key word you use there, Steve, is the fact, what's your attitude like? You could go out there and say, you know what, this is just part of my job description, so how can I pass these 5 hours quickly?
Yeah.
Or you can go and take the attitude of, you know what, I'm going to meet some interesting people. Who knows, there may be a business deal out there. There may be a friendship that there's a PGA Tour event in their town. Then all of a sudden, instead of looking at four walls in a hotel, you're staying with them. There's a lot of different things. So it was about attitude. And, you know, you go out there and you make the best of it. And to give you a perfect example, I had a really, really close friend. His name was Bob Barrett. Well, he was one of President Ford's right-hand guys. So we played in the Pro-Am. We developed the friendship. Then all of a sudden, I was going to the Gerald Ford Invitational in Vail. Then that moved on to playing in the AT&T Pebble Beach, the old Bing Crosby. And so we became great friends. And then we would actually have a little outing out at Pebble Beach with President Ford, Hale Irwin, Crenshaw, myself. And those are kind of the things that happen. And Vice President Quayle, we grew up in the same area. He's Huntington, Indiana. I'm Fort Wayne, Indiana. And we had a friendship. But, you know, you never know what's going to the game of golf is going to bring you. But that's just one example. But for me to play golf and for me to meet, you know, President Clinton, President Bush, both 41, 43, President Ford, you know, I mean, had I not played golf or whatever, I would have never met those people. But I have a lot of special friendships that were created on that Wednesday Pro-Am that I still have today.
You know, we're talking to Billy Kratzer. Billy, you know, of all the sports that we ever grew up playing, and I know we both grew up playing a lot of different sports, and obviously you made sport your life, but with that said, the game of golf is the one game where you're taking a walk in the park, regardless if you're playing bad or good. It's always better if you're playing good together. It makes it even a better day. But the reality is not always the case. So, but that time together, it's a game changer for relationships. You're going to know how much you want to get to further know that person by the time you're done with that round. And that's the beauty of it, and there is no game like it, and no game will ever match it, because you think about it. It's the only game, really, that the ball is just sitting there, unless you're playing T-ball, where you're actually together, and then you're, you know, in tennis, you're going at it. Even if you're playing doubles, you're still on the move. It's constant movement, basketball, of course, football, baseball, things that we can't do when we get older. You know, golf is just it. It's a relationship builder. It's the relationship game. So that's definitely been the case for me over the years, and it's been a game changer for me in life. I can promise you that, getting to know folks like you. All right, let's get to growing up. You obviously, I question whether Indiana is a basketball state or a golf state, because it's your family, your dad, golf pro, Jim Gallagher, his whole family, all, you know, the whole family's golf pros. Your sister was a winning LPGA star. I mean, what is it about Indiana, and how far did you and Jim grow apart? I mean, grow up from each other, and did you ever compete at a young age?
Well, I think I'm probably 8-ish, 9-ish years ahead of Jimmy. But growing up, he was Marion, Indiana, and I was Fort Wayne, and I'm going to say probably 50 miles apart.
Yeah,
his dad was the pro at Mashinga Mesha, and in fact, our dads were really good friends. And, you know, you could toss in another player, too, Fuzzy Zeller, Southern Indiana. But Jimmy's just a wonderful person. Oh, yeah. And, you know, he's had a wonderful career, multiple wins, a Ryder Cup player, just a joy to be around. But, you know, growing up, Fuzzy and I competed against one another, but I didn't compete against Jimmy.
Just too young,
but
right.
When he got on tour, obviously the friendship grew from there a little bit more. But, hey, three guys from Indiana.
It's not bad.
That have had a couple of them have had huge success. I had a little success, and, you know, kind of don't think about that.
I think you had great success, and I think that you got to look at the times you've won and your journey. I mean, you got to look at the whole body of work, what you did younger days, and then if you look at a guy like, say, I'm going to try to figure out somebody. I mean, like Scottie Scheffler's on fire right now. But in your day, someone that maybe look at Fuzzy probably won how many times? I mean,
He won 10 times, two majors, obviously, the Masters in 79, then the U.S. Open.
I'm Steve Azar with Billy Kratzer. We're going to be right back. You are in a Mississippi Minute. I want your fingers to do the walk and visit Mississippi.org. Trust me. Steve Azar here, and our friends at Guaranty Bank are excited to announce they have a brand new website. Head on over to gbtonline.com to see their new look, smooth navigation, and interactive elements they know you'll love. They made this change to reflect the constantly improving technology at Guaranty Bank and showcase their story and community involvement. The new website will be user-friendly and give you a one-of-a-kind online banking experience. Guaranty Bank, member FDIC.
You know that nowadays, most people go online to look at a business before they spend their money. A lot of businesses are losing opportunities to get new customers if they're not online. With the power of SuperTalk Mississippi Media Digital, you can reach potential customers and get more referral and repeat business. The highly trained and trusted team at SuperTalk Mississippi Media Digital is ready to work with you to help your business capitalize on the power of digital marketing. Call 601-991-2305 or go to stmmdigital.com to get started today.
One Mississippi, two Mississippi. There are actually a lot of Mississippis. We're the birthplace of the blues and the king of rock and roll. We're not just the Delta. We're beaches and boardwalks, bright lights and brighter smiles. There's a Mississippi for everyone. Shouldn't a local bank offer just as much? The Citizens Bank gives you more accessibility to lenders, more products, and more fit. Whatever your Mississippi, it takes one Mississippi to choose your local bank. The Citizens Bank. In your corner, member FDIC.
I'm Lauren McGraw with Gotta Go. I'm here to help you with anywhere you might need a bathroom. Because when you gotta go, you gotta go. Please call us at 601-879-3969 or look us up, gottagorentals.com.
Hi, I'm David Frederick, owner of Frederick Sales and Service in Brandon. For more than 27 years, we've been selling and servicing Exmark mowers here in Central Mississippi. Whether you have a city lot, a country estate, or a large institutional property, Exmark has a mower to fit your needs. I invite you to come by and check out all of what Exmark and Frederick's has to offer. With special financing available, we have mowers in stock and ready for you. Frederick Sales and Service, the choice in outdoor equipment. Serving you since 1993.
When you choose Roto-Rooter, you'll get honest estimates and no hassle guarantee so you can get it fixed quickly and enjoy peace of mind. We're there for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, day and night, holidays, and weekends. We've been providing service to Mississippi for over 80 years. Call the original Roto-Rooter, 601-353-3333. Mention this ad to receive $25 off any service.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And a winkle troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
Did you know you can find the latest sales information or breaking jewelry fashions from Allbritton's on Facebook? Hi, I'm Cameron Allbritton. We've come a long way since my great-granddad opened in 1920. How we live, travel, and even celebrate. But some things shouldn't change. Fine diamonds and jewelry from Allbritton's are still treasured for their quality and value. Be sure to like us on Facebook and come see us. Allbritton's, Mississippi's foremost diamond merchant.
What if there was a paint that could awaken something as old as that Rip Van Winkle guy?
Hey, who, what?
Because it could adhere to the most weathered exteriors and completely restore its youth.
Hey, there's hair on my head again!
If a paint could give any time-worn surface stunning new life, is it still paint? Regal Select Exterior from Benjamin Moore. Paint like no other.
Seabrook Paints in Jackson and Ridgeland. Visit SeabrookPaints.com.
Be sure and check out the newly remodeled Basil's in Fondren, where you get simple food done well. And don't forget to drop by Basil's Fountain View at the Renaissance. Go to eatbasils.com for online ordering for both locations. That's Basil's.
In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Rolling down a Mississippi Minute. In a Mississippi Minute, visit Mississippi.org. We're always celebrating that. And I know one thing, our mayor down here, my guest today, Eric Simmons, knows all about it and celebrates it, uses it in an economic impact, and also there's just so many glorious things to do here that scream Mississippi, so check it out. Mayor, I want to talk about the youth council. My daughter used to go to different times of the year, and you would put kids together from all the schools, talking about a unifying yeah. message. Tell me where the inspiration comes from, and then what did the kids do?
Man, so Steve, we have Mayor's Youth Council, 9th through 12th grade, is a wonderful organization on civic leadership, community service, inspiring public interest, and public service. The kids completely do community service projects. Look, at the storm that we had a year ago, our NYC students did the disaster relief. They gave out goodie bags. They gave out water. And it's just a wonderful organization. Now we are doing our college tours. We've been to USM. Mississippi State is on the schedule. Jackson State is on the schedule. But we do a number of things. They shadow the mayor. But we also have speakers to come in and talk about leadership, how to fill the FAFSA. We have a good relationship with Woodward Pines, get to college, helping our students get to college because we're trying to create a going to college culture here. In that vein, with ideas around the table with the NYC, I can tell you Greenville started the first formalized college access program. It's called GCAN, Greenville College Access Network. And we had the IHL commissioner, Dr. Alpha Rankins Jr., who is a native of Greenville, to come to the steps of Greenville. We had all of our schools, public, private, parochial here, and we announced this formalized program with Mississippi State. Dr. Carol White Cutler is our grant writer who helped write the grant. We had our state folks here. We had some regional folks here. Woodward Hines were here. And we announced this program where we are intentional about filling FAFSAs out, ACT prep, help our students get to college. And when they get to college now, we got an AmeriCorps grant that we just got this year that's now going to move GCAN, Greenville College Access Network, to two A's, Greenville College Access and Attainment Network. Oh. Because, you've been hearing from the auditor talking about the brain drain. This is a program that will get back to Greenville, get folks back to the Delta. When they leave and go to post-secondary education, we're going to have about 12 to 15 retired teachers calling our students as a freshman, as a sophomore, as a junior, as a senior. Baby, you got your paperwork filled out? Did you have your scholarship filled out? Are you enrolled in classes? To get them back to a company right back in Greenville, Mississippi.
Wow,
it's the best
awesome.
Brain drain college access program of its kind, and the first of its kind in the state. We just started it.
So this sounds like this makes them aware of everything.
It does. It does. And, talking to those parents, a fee means the world of difference because some of these parents, of course, when you went to college, when I went to college, we did our stuff. My mom and dad only had a 12th grade education. And to have someone who's been to college who can help navigate those parents because sometimes the kids get intimidated because their parents just don't know how to fill application out.
Yeah.
So this program eases that burden as well. It helps them with the FAFSA. We tell them about the HELP grant that is out there. If you make a 20 on the ACT, and you are a child in need, and you meet the eligibility requirements, you can go to any one of the eight schools in Mississippi, Mississippi State, Ole Miss, Jackson State, at no cost, just by making a 20. So the ACT prep and practice that we're doing is to help some of the disadvantaged students and folks get up to that 20 who don't have parents that can send their kids to school.
I mean, think about that. When we were growing up, man, we were going like, just got to get through the ACT. The ACT is huge. It's huge.
It is.
And you guys have shown massive improvement here, right?
That's right. We have. We have. We've increased not only at the high school, but in all our schools, our graduation rates are up. And you hear the governor talk about that. And that's true across Mississippi. The graduation rates are up. The pandemic did some things, but, folks, been at home. Yeah. Of course, they've been TikToking. But there has been work for our teachers as well. Our teachers have been doing what they need to do, and the community has come together as well to make sure they're pushing graduation and creating going-to-college cultures in our communities.
Well, I'm sure we had a curveball with the pandemic with everything, and obviously we're still feeling the pain. But obviously teachers that aren't used to maybe teaching online and kids, all of a sudden they're home. I mean, that was an interesting time and a most challenging time of our lives that we've experienced on a personally, because it affected us all. The other thing was that you bring up is you were talking about, just the fact that if they just have the opportunity to, if they know, a lot of times it's just not knowing. You know, so, and the, TikTok, you said something about that. You know, my old manager, they manage Fleetwood Mac and ZZ Top, and they're good friends of mine and all that. Anyway, I love it. He was talking, I had him speak at Delta State for the kids at the Delta Music Institute, and they were saying, you know, what does it take? And he said, well, now you can blow up on TikTok, you're pretty much in. So it's funny. So some of these kids may have gotten away with it and became successful, but I think you were in the minority if you were. All right, we're talking to Mayor Eric Simmons. You get... Okay, tell me about some of the things, the challenges. Taking over, I know Chuck Jordan, Mayor Chuck Jordan, we lost him suddenly. I know that he was a big impact on you and Derek and me and so many of us. We lost him very early. First of all, the impact he made on you, and then when did you decide, I think I'm going to take this on because it's a lot? Was it always in the plan, or when did it happen?
We always, Steve, wanted to come back home to impact the area has given so much to us. We always wanted to do that. And like Derek said, we would come across the 14th Bridge getting ready for graduation at Howard Law, and we got a call from Chuck. And believe it or not, Chuck said, look, whatever you need, let me know. My first campaign donation came from Chuck and Jane Jordan. When I ran for re-election, it came from Chuck and Jane Jordan. Wow. But more importantly, for access to capital. Chuck was a guy who ran a bank that gave folks a chance.
Yeah.
And so when Derek and I started our firm, we said, we got to get a line of credit. And Chuck, to this day, I tell folks this, even in our Rotary Club, and I both are Paul Harris Fellows, he said, well, just come in, fill the paperwork out. He turned over a bank document and said, just name the case that you're currently working on. And that's how we got a line of credit. It was no checking. It was no red tape. It was no barrier to access the capital.
Wow.
And believe us, in 11 months, we had a building renovated and paid for. Derek and I have homes. We give back to this community. We have a Christmas store giveaway where we serve over 5,000 children. We're giving back because folks have, you know, opened the door and given to us as well.
Wow.
But that was the type of person Chuck was, man. He was a wonderful friend. He's dearly missed in this community.
Yeah, well, my brother Joe and Chuck, he banked with them, and I banked Guaranty Bank, but we met in the middle, and obviously we're all friends down here. So, interesting, but he was such a beautiful man, and we missed him, and I'll never forget when he walked up to the table at Sherman's restaurant to tell Gwen and I, he goes, we just buried Liza. And I was there at that funeral because I'd moved back home, and I actually played my song Empty Spaces at the I couldn't even hold myself up because we grew up with Liza, and she fought cancer for too many years. And then he goes, I just buried my daughter, and now I found out I'm going to pass away, pancreatic cancer, and there's no cure. So that was hard, and that was a tough situation. I'll never forget his emotion on his face and how I felt. I still feel the same way. But you know what he did? He made sure that we were okay before he left us. By getting you boys home and the brotherhood and knew that we were going to be in a good place. And, man, we are, and I appreciate it.
Who can say $350 million in investment, local, state, and federal, in the city of Greenville? That was all because of the groundwork that was laid. But in our administration now, in the last 6 years that I've been mayor, the city has seen $350 million in new investment. It's just awesome.
Does it ever feel like Monopoly money? You feel like you're playing, you're like waddling in it? What are we doing?
Look, it feels like Monopoly money when you see the relationships we form with Senator Wickerson, Senator Smith, Congressman Thompson.
Yeah.
We just had the vice president here, Steve, of the United States, because at the height of the pandemic, we were giving 3,000 loans out in the office of the mayor to small businesses to keep them afloat because we know they would get hard. And so they spotlighted and said, okay, wow, this is what a local community in rural America is doing. You know, we want to come and see how that model can be, you know, repeated. And so we're doing some good things, working with our federal and state partners to do a number of things. We announced with Willie Simmons at 142 grade.
We love Willie.
Freight corridor and the bypass.
Willie's our man. He's the best.
Man, he got an infra-grant. We got an infra-grant, and then the state is matching that $71 million. We got a new federal courthouse coming.
Yeah.
We've spent over $50 million in infrastructure money before COVID or American Rescue Money. We did that locally in this community. Yeah. Of course, you know Big Mike and Suresh. We got the True by Hilton in Greenville.
Yeah.
That's on and on and on. New form brought 69 jobs. And so we're just working. And like I tell people, with the collective passion, the collective promise, we have a collective progress. It's never me. It's never Derek. It's never you alone. It's all of us working. It's every individual, every local, state, and federal leader. It's every business owner that is responsible for the collective progress that we've seen here.
Amen.
I'm very proud of the friends we have.
Amen. It definitely takes us all, and it's awesome to be a part of the family and the team. Visit Mississippi.org is the team. Check it out, folks. Eric, you get to play DJ. We are the birthplace of America's music. Would you like to hear in the break Little Milton or Howlin' Wolf?
Oh, both.
You can't do that. Even the mayor, even you being a mayor and a twin can't have that.
I will. Let's hear a little Wilton.
Okay, you got it. I need some grits ain't grocery, eggs ain't poultry, and Mona Lisa was a man. That's what I want to hear. We'll be right back with the mayor, Eric Simmons.
From the SeabrookPaint.com Weather Center, I'm Bob Sullender. For all your paint and coating needs, go to SeabrookPaint.com. Today, sunny skies, high near 93. Tonight, mostly clear, low around 70 degrees. Your finally Friday, mostly sunny, high near 94. Friday evening, a slight chance of rain, partly cloudy, low around 70. And for your Saturday, a 50-50 shot of rain, partly sunny, high near 90 degrees. This weather brought to you by our friends at Gaddis McLaurin Mercantile in downtown Bolton. Shop local. Gaddis McLaurin Mercantile, your building supply expert since 1871.
Time.
Now more than ever, it's important to keep your vehicle in top shape. Let us keep you road ready at Cannon Nissan of Jackson. Our parts and service departments are open 6 days a week and no appointment is needed. Nobody beats a Cannon deal. Nobody.
Open Memorial Day.
Your window tint headquarters at Auto Trim Designs on Highway 80 in Pearl is now also your best source for the lasting protection of Expel paint protection film. Your car is too precious to fail to protect it from bugs, rocks, and road debris. For more info, go to autotrimdesigns.com.
How can RJ Young help you? With digital communications, managed IT services, business process outsourcing, and office equipment and technology, RJ Young is your source for the technology solutions that power your business. For more information and a quick demo of the modern office and how it's increasing efficiency and bottom lines of businesses across the country, visit us at themodernoffice.com.
Here in Mississippi, we believe that life is precious and must be protected. But Congressman Guest voted twice to give $1.1 billion of your tax dollars to Planned Parenthood, the nation's largest abortion provider. I'm Michael Cassidy, and my promise to you is that, unlike Congressman Guest, I will never vote to give even a penny in taxpayer funding to Planned Parenthood. I'm Michael Cassidy, a pro-life Republican candidate for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Michael Cassidy for Congress.
Ugh, I have got to get that fixed.
Uneven driveways causing headaches? Helms Polyfoam will fix it without tearing up your driveway in the process. We inject polyfoam under settled concrete to stabilize it in a matter of minutes, not days. Polyfoam is used on runways, railways, and highways, so there is no question it will support your driveway. We also repair seawalls, sidewalks, pond dams, retaining walls, and unstable soil. Visit HelmsPolyfoam.com or call Helms Polyfoam at 601-966-7821.
You already know that Madison Cellars is Madison's favorite place to buy wine and spirits since 1988. On Highway 51 in the Madison Station Shopping Center, Madison Cellars has a hometown feel with a big city selection. Do you have a question about which wine to serve with a certain dish? Call 601-856-0931 and let their knowledgeable staff help you find the perfect match. Find out more at madisoncellars.net or stop by today. Madison Cellars on Highway 51 in the Madison Station Shopping Center.
I'm Kelly Bennett, and you're listening to Super Talk Mississippi News. This National Police Week, we honor the over 600 officers who lost their lives in the line of duty last year. FBI data shows that intentional killings of police officers spiked by an alarming 59% in 2021. But Hinds County Sheriff Tyree Jones points to another killer.
It's my understanding within the last couple of years, COVID is actually the number one killer of law enforcement in the nation right now.
Former Hinds County Sheriff Lee Vance passed away last August after being diagnosed with COVID. Sheriff Jones says they were actually diagnosed at the same time.
Well, I still suffer from loss of taste, loss of smell. I still have a few respiratory issues, but they're not bad because, I mean, you know, I still exercise and run and everything, but I'm still suffering from some of the long-term effects. Sometimes I get some of the headaches.
I'm Kelly Bennett.
Your news, your talk, your weather, and your sports. All in one place. Supertalk.fm. Every show, every podcast, and every late-breaking story. All in one place. Supertalk.fm.
Tune in to Middays with Gerard Gibbert each weekday, live from the Element Wealth Studios. Is retirement on your mind? Do you have a plan? Go to myelementwealth.com to find your balance between income, growth, and guarantees.
Hey, it's Richard Cross from Sports Talk Mississippi. Here's your invitation to join us every Friday at 5:20 for Food Fridays presented by Polk's. In the South, warm weather means more time with family and friends. Whether you're headed to the ballpark, the beach, or just the backyard, be sure you're packing Polk's meat products. Grab a package of original, garlic and green onion, or my favorite, the Cajun smoked sausage. When Polk's is on the menu, you're always a winner. Wherever you are, whoever you're with this spring and summer, remember, picky people pick Polk's.
Mississippi, the place you call home, is a state like no other. From the music, to the food, and the people, the Magnolia State has so many good things to celebrate. And now you can, each weekday afternoon from 2 to 3, on Good Things with Rebecca Turner, Mississippi's Radio Happy Hour, bringing you the good stories of Mississippi's people, places, and all the good things to do. Life doesn't always have to be serious, so let's have fun. Good Things with Rebecca Turner, weekdays from 2 to 3 on Super Talk Mississippi.
Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
We are rolling down a Mississippi Minute as we always do. Don't forget, visit Mississippi.org. Will you just, right now, everybody stop what you're doing and go let your fingers do the talking and the walking and all that stuff and the stalking. Do that. You can stalk it. And you're going to see, man, we have all that. Check out our country music trail markers, our blues trail markers. That'll keep you occupied, well, for quite a while, maybe a lifetime. We have got the fabulous mayor, Eric Simmons. Let's talk football for a second. Your son is playing at Jackson State University. How's it going? You guys obviously had a very successful campaign last year, made a bowl game. So how's it going for Eric Jr.?
It's been going wonderful. He loves where he is. Of course, when he was here, he was 6'8". DDT, Player of the Year, Offensive Player of the Year, had over 1,000 yards his senior year, over 900 yards his junior year. So he's there. He was a redshirt freshman last year, but he loved Dion, loved him. You can see some of the videos on his Facebook where he's on the golf cart with Dion and stuff like that. But Dion has revolutionized football as we college football as we know it. You know, and I love the commercial with him and Saban as well, the Aflac commercial. So, I mean, some great things are happening in Mississippi. But, you know, Steve, outside of Dion and other coaches we have, man, we got some great coaches right now that got national names at our university.
Yeah.
But Dion, he tops the list, man. He's awesome, man. We like him.
It's amazing. I love it. Well, he's having the time of his life right now. As a parent and watching your son roam the football field like he did and was so successful, great feeling, isn't it, to watch him work that hard and achieve, right? Incredible.
I can tell you that we've been talking to him about the football. is a vehicle and an avenue. Of course, he dreams about playing professional football. But one thing I can say our programs here in Greenville did with our athletes and just other students, your daughter is just doing enrollment stuff. So they be taking classes, college courses their senior year. So when Eric started the freshman year, he'd already had 12 hours. And so now he needs 125 credits, and he already is close to 90. So in 1 year, this, which would be his third year, he will be finishing. And I told him, you get that bachelor's degree.
And your master's.
And then you got 2 years of eligibility playing with Dion to go ahead and get that master's as well.
Oh,
so
my gosh.
If you get done at Jackson State, you have a master's and you have a bachelor's paid for by Jackson State. So that's what you need to be doing and focusing on. So he's focused.
That's awesome.
He's getting the right thing done.
Does he have plans to follow Dad's footsteps along the way? What do you think?
Look, we've been trying to get those kids to go in law. He was here earlier today. But all he talks about is football.
That's good.
Football.
That's good.
So,
that's what he's supposed to.
We get him to the law firm and make him work sometimes. And, of course, this weekend we did a community service project for some elderly ladies. He was out there picking up stuff and moving stuff. So we keep him involved in the community.
Let's talk about our doctors, because you and I have a lot of friends here that we believe in, and there's the hospital system down here. They've done wonders, and they've stretched the field a little bit, quite a bit, actually. Scott and Kim, and, you know, obviously we start talking doctors, I can get so excited. You know, a lot of our dear friends. So what's going on there that you're excited about?
Well, we just left the Board of Supervisors meeting today talking about, of course, we want to thank the state, our representatives, John Hine and Willie Bailey and Senator Derek Simmons,
the best,
for acquiring $2.5 million to a medical expansion project on Colorado. And we, the city, has agreed to put local skin in the game. Hospital, everybody's just joining to do this extension out there to St. Joe, of course, on Colorado. But it's going to create this medical park. The study that was done today shows a creation of another 640 jobs. Now, the hospital is already the largest employer in Mississippi, I mean, in the Delta, but in Greenville as well. I mean, from our doctors, our nurses, we provide some of the top and best health care in the Mississippi Delta right here in Greenville, Mississippi. Last year alone, they saw 48,000 emergency room folks. And
wow.
So that's huge, because we're in an area that is a food insecure place, but we also have a health care hub here.
Mm-hmm.
Folks need health care. And so our hospital has truly filled the void for folks who are uninsured, folks who are insured, but folks that just need quality care. So we're very proud of what our healthcare system is doing here in Greenville.
All right. Well, I can tell you, unfortunately, my wife and my mom both spent time in the hospital a number of days. And I can tell you, fortunately, they were in great hands. So that's the beauty in that. And second of all, I want to say this. You know, you talk about improvements to roads and all that. You know, I was recently in Florida. We were doing some shows and doing a charity event for the Murray Brothers and all that. And you always have to go through these tolls. And I want to know if you will put up a toll just outside my house, even because the UPS truck alone and the FedEx truck alone, you know, I can pay a lot of extra taxes. I'm just thinking. What do you think? Can I have a toll? Give me one.
Be honest about that, but I mean, but most definitely, look, I tell you, we're working on infrastructure, and with that freight corridor, what we're trying to do is get these big trucks out of our main small streets in Greenville. So, but they run it, man. They come to Greenville.
Yeah,
so
they come to the Azar House. I can tell you that. All right, let me ask you this. Okay, what about, like, you're talking about getting the big trucks and letting them? You know, they barrel through 82, which is 82 is a big highway. It's always been a big highway system, and trucks are on it.
Yes,
but when they do 269, when do you foresee that? And are you're for it, right?
Yeah, well, you know, we're looking at anything that's going to be a regional economic development transportation project. I'm a firm believer. The folks in this community, from me, from Delta Council, from our senators, from our federal partners, know that there's a direct relationship with transportation and economic development. So any project that's going to have those economic linkage to jobs, job creation, and a quality of life for folks, you know, we're supporting. We're going to support it. I don't know a time on that. We were waiting for this freight corridor for some years, and mm-hmm. we were able to get the funding in an infra grant, and then we matched it with, you know, all of the stuff. We get the local support from the groundswell up. Good friends like Johnny McWright and, you know, all of the good folks we know who made calls and made the thing happen. So, but no, any project that is going to support the Delta we're going to fully support, always.
So that means you call Johnny as much as I do. Johnny McWright, we wear him out.
Johnny every week.
I love him. I love him so much.
Hey, that was another big donor and supporter, man. And still is.
Yeah, he is.
Good friend. Great friend.
Big supporter of our him and Renee are huge supporters of our Delta Soul. They love what we're doing, and obviously you guys support it. We love y'all being you're our guests, you know, and we love seeing you guys. So looking forward to that coming up. Do you get?
Look, I got to tell you this. And I don't know if Kim, everybody wants to talk about this, but we've secured Super Talk to come to our MML annual meeting this summer. And it's going to be the first time Super Talk has been down there under my leadership.
Dang right.
MML president. And so they're going to be down there, man, and we're going to talk small town cities. And it's going to be a great opportunity for our mayors to be able to talk about what we do. We have the largest association conference in Mississippi. Over 2,500 folks registered, over 1,500 elected officials, local, municipal officials registered.
Wow.
And so it's every year down the coast. And it's going to be great for folks to talk to local mayors about what they're doing, but also how they're using the state money, federal money to improve their community.
I've thought about stealing the Super Talk bus. I used to have a bus for many 15, 18, 20 years, but I had my own mug on it, but I mess with them. I said, listen, that bus makes me nervous because I couldn't wait to get off of that thing. I mean, I lived on a bus, you know. But anyway, that's great when they bring it here for the Delta Soul, and that's a big commitment that they come down and they air live from here, and I just love them. I've had the best time doing this show and getting to know them, and just love them. Love them, love them. Anyway, and so what about, do you ever fear when you bypass a town, do you ever fear what you're going to miss economically? When you put up a highway like 69,
you think about, you know, whether it's going to bypass, and that's why we call it the Greenville Freight Corridor, because the intention is to get the truck traffic. Of course, you know, on 82, we've had, unfortunately, 18 wheeler to crash into a building, one of our staple buildings, and kill someone. We had another 18 wheeler to hit another building. Well, three.
By the way, my car was there that got hit, the last one.
Yeah, I'm sorry. And so we're trying to get that freight traffic, but what it does for ag, because you know Greenville and the Delta, it has a green thumb for ag. What it's going to do is make sure those ag products get to point A to point B quicker. That's going to help the bottom line of our farmers and the industry in the ag industry. We want these 18 wheelers to go and take this corridor to get to where they need to go, but we want all of the regular traffic to keep going through Greenville. We're going to have the signage to tell you to go to Harlow's. Go to Steve Azar's house. We're going to have signs to Steve Azar's house.
Whoa, what?
We're going to have the signs everywhere to say, keep coming. Go to Dole. Come to Greenwood. Eat. Come hear some good music. We want our folks to keep coming through, but we're trying to get their truck traffic and their freight traffic around.
You know what? Once you put my toll up right outside, I'm looking outside my window right now, then I'm all good. You can all come to my house. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. I got my pal, Mayor Eric Simmons, attorney at law. Just amazing career so far. Amazing loyalty to his hometown, my hometown. It's awesome to have him. It's a blessing to have him. Go to visitmississippi.org. That's a blessing waiting for a great weekend with your family. We'll be right back. We're on Super Talk Mississippi. Friends at Guaranty Bank are excited to announce they have a brand new website. Head on over to gbtonline.com to see their new look, smooth navigation, and interactive elements they know you'll love. They made this change to reflect the constantly improving technology at Guaranty Bank and showcase their story and community involvement. The new website will be user-friendly and give you a one-of-a-kind online banking experience. Guaranty Bank, member FDIC.
Protect your home and office with Havard Pest Control, a family-owned and operated business for 75 years. Havard provides termite and pest services with free quotes, low monthly payments, free recalls, and unmatched customer service. For more information, visit HavardPest.com.
What do we want?
War!
Where are we going to That's right. Come get more spring savings now at Ridgeland Mitsubishi. We're giving you more savings, more selection, and more affordable payments every single day, period. Right now, pay only $249 per month on new 2022 Mitsubishi Mirages. That's only $249 per month. And with gas prices being so high, the Mirage's 40 MPGs will keep more cash in your pocket. Plus, you can buy with confidence with a 20-year, 250,000-mile powertrain warranty from Ridgeland Mitsubishi. Think you can't get approved? Think again. Our credit specialists are standing by to get you approved today, because 100% credit approval is our number one goal. And we'll give you more for your trade, even if you don't buy a new one from us. So come in today for more spring savings at Ridgeland Mitsubishi, when nobody walks away because everybody saves. 1860 East County Line Road. Call 896-9600 today or visit RidgelandMitsubishi.com. Remember, you're approved at Ridgeland Mitsubishi. Mitsubishi Mirage 10% down, 2.9% for 72 months. Again, for details of approved credit.
Good Things with Rebecca Turner is brought to you in part by TrustCare, where you'll find a team of experienced, knowledgeable, and friendly staff. Visit TrustCareHealth.com to schedule an appointment today. TrustCare. Feel better, faster.
Spillway Diner, your local neighborhood family diner. Known for serving breakfast all day, Monday through Sunday till 2 p.m. They also serve lunch from 11 to 2 each day, and for a limited time, enjoy 20% off lunch on Tuesdays and Thursdays when you tell them you heard it on Super Talk Mississippi. Spillway Diner, where you are greeted with a welcome and a smile. Located on the corner of Spillway and Old Fannin. For a full menu and customer reviews, check out Spillway Diner on Facebook.
This is Brent Calloway. Since 1954, Calloway's has been family-owned and operated. We offer fine merchandise at reasonable prices. We have what you need to make your outdoors beautiful and colorful. Calloway's has a large selection of fresh trees and shrubs. Calloway's has special pricing on outdoor patio furniture with all the new 2022 collections arriving. We offer landscaping. Our designers, Clinton Streeter and Corey Castle, can design and install your landscape from a small job to total transformation. Let Calloway's turn your backyard into a staycation destination. Give us a call to discuss your landscaping needs. Bring your truck or trailer. Calloway's offers bulk soils for pickup and local delivery. Refilling your propane tank is always a better option, and Calloway's is a propane refilling station. When you refill, you get more propane for less money. Calloway's in Gluckstadt on Calhoun Station Parkway, south of Germantown Hall.
Calloway's is everything for home and garden. That's what Calloway's is.
Power outages are a detriment to workplace efficiency and production. A Taylor Power Standby Generator can provide instant protection from those power outages. Call Taylor Power Systems today at 601-932-5674 to discuss the right standby generator for your business. That's 601-932-5674.
This is Jake Mangum for Mississippi Farm Bureau Insurance. One of the most underrated attributes in baseball is determination. It's one thing to want to do something and another altogether to get it done. That's why I love the team at Farm Bureau. They get the job done every single time. If you aren't already on the team, it's time to join Farm Bureau. Visit favrates.com for great rates on home and auto insurance. Or find a local agent at msfdins.com. Farm Bureau Insurance. Go with the home team.
In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
I'm in a hurry, one hell of a hurry, 'cause I knows you're there waiting to see me.
I got the mayor, Eric Simmons, laughing a little bit. I got him in good spirits right now. He's busy as heck, and I know that he's being, one arm's being pulled, one ear's being pulled. Like, you got to go to work, get to work. But visit Mississippi.org. We celebrate it all the time. Come to see our Delta. Come down to Greenville. Come see us. Experience the history of the blues, the birthplace of it all. That's what we are. Don't forget, when you're in Mississippi, you can stand proud that all music genres that made a difference in life came from us. I love that, and I certainly wouldn't be doing it if it wasn't for from where I grew up. There's something in the water for sure. Mayor, right. What do we got on the agenda coming up? When's our courthouse going to be built, and how's that going to impact, obviously?
Yeah, so we got on May 25th, we got the Small Business Outreach. Of course, GSA selected a general contractor out of Birmingham, really good contractor. We had the congressman here about 3 weeks ago to meet with some small businesses. Senator Wicker and I did a joint press release. The Wicker, Senator Wicker gave us an earmark, Steve, for the green space, $500,000.
I'm so excited about that.
Man, it's gonna be great, because down from the courthouse, which is gonna be a $40.1 million new investment that's gonna create a catalyst for downtown, you're gonna have this green space, of course, for this Thad Cochran legacy project that's mm-hmm. gonna create more walkability, green infrastructure downtown. It's gonna be wonderful, man, for the city of Greenville. But we got that small business thing coming up, so all the small businesses, it's not only in Greenville, but around Mississippi, that, you know, have federal licenses, or even if you're interested in doing some federal procurement or federal work, come to Greenville on May the 25th at 10 o'clock at the William Alexander Percy Library. We're gonna talk with you. Federal folks will be there. The contractor will be there. I will be there. We want folks in Mississippi benefiting from this $40.1 million federal courthouse. And we want local state folks benefiting with their local participation to be able to say they had a piece of building something great in Mississippi.
Okay, so you cut in and out a little bit. So one more time, folks that are gonna that want to get involved in this and that can, that have, obviously have the skill set and what they do, they go where? They go to the library?
That's right. Go to the library on May the 25th.
Okay.
It's going to be the Small Business Outreach, May 25th at 10 a.m. And you're going to have federal folks here. The General Service Administration, who does all federal buildings everywhere in the country, will be here, and the contractor. How did you apply? Here's the application. How did you go online? How do you try to even do any work, whether it's painting, whether it's electrical, any work in the design of creating a building, whether you want to sell tissue, whether you want any products. You know, we had Belinda and Ari came to the last meeting. Jimmy came regarding even office supplies.
Yeah.
So anybody that has a small business that want to be a part of this project, we want folks in Greenville, the Mississippi Delta, but also the state of Mississippi, being a part of building something great here in Greenville.
Yeah, we're talking to the mayor, Eric Simmons, my buddy. Hey, Eric, my dad, when, you know, he had pictures when we were growing up, and to see his family had, well, his dad had five movie theaters. They were around, and he was a little boy and working. He just loved the entertainment business. But I remember seeing Washington Avenue and Main Street. So a lot of towns that had size to them, you know, over 60,000 people at some point, Greenville, right? I could say that we were. Well, we just don't have Main Street. We got Washington Avenue, which is another Main Street. And you got all these buildings that you have to occupy when you want to come back and make a comeback for your town. Right?
Yeah.
So it's not like Greenville was so small that you're just kind of just going to fill up a few places. Greenville had, people were coming because of the river. So
yeah.
I think the bottom line is how you're getting involved in the kids' lives now, trying to mentor them to get to college, to graduate, and to come back home. I think really it's, you know, it's a sample size. It's going to take a minute. You know, you'll start seeing this result in the next number of years, few years. And
okay.
I really think that we're going to see the fruits of your labor. I really do believe
that's
it.
Right.
I really do. It's amazing.
Right.
Amazing how much. Okay, so tell me about the family. You have a doctor as a wife?
Yeah, so Tamika was at Delta State. Oh, man, she did the winning the wrestling. Dr. LaForce pulled her out of the classroom to do the winning the race conference. She was the chair there for about 5 years. Now she's moved as the chief public relations officer for Delta Health Center, which is one of the first federally qualified health center in the country. It's out in Mount Bayou. And they're helping, for the most part, disadvantaged communities and uninsured folks. And so she does that day in and day out, drives in and drops Elon, the two-year-old, at the Delta State Child Development Center, where Aria, who's the nine-year-old, went as well. So Aria and Elon, they love Delta State. And they love Jackson State, I can say, as well. So my two-year-old this morning, she gets up and she said, I said, it's time to get up. She said, Dad, I don't want to get up. Give me a minute. And I said, well, get up. It's time to go to school. She said, no, I want to go to Jackson State.
She's already
she literally said that. So we were laughing.
Y'all have already got her. I know what you guys are doing. I know where you want her to go.
That's right.
Hey, you know, Mayor, you talk about, so when you and Tamika are getting upset at each other, does she call you mayor and you call her doctor? I want to know.
Right. No, look, you often say this to me when we get into an argument or a spat that this is not the city and I'm not the mayor today. And I often tell her, and she's not the doctor and she's not going to run psychology. They got a PhD in psychology. You're not running a psychology game over. We have been running jokes.
You got no shot. You know you got no shot. She's a psychologist and
I know.
And your wife. So you got no shot.
And it all ends up with me saying yes, ma'am.
Hey, you know what? You're going to be married a long time. I can tell you that. All right, brother. You're the best. Mayor Eric Simmons, visit Mississippi.org. Come celebrate with us. Thank you so much for tuning in. Eric, you're the best. Thank you so much for taking a Mississippi
minute.
Thank you,
my friend and my brother.
All right, brother. Love you.
I love you.
I'm Steve Azar. In a Mississippi Minute, all 60 of them, where you can take your sweet time.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.